Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dating Diaries with Raquel.
Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Say it right.
Oh, yes, sis. Sorry. Or don't say it at all.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You know what? Okay. I'm doing great. I got called Winnie the Pooh because my shirt keeps rolling up. That's just a sign that I need to lose some weight. But anyways, I'm excited about our topic today, though.
Yeah, so am I. So today we are going to be talking about catfishing. First of all, can you give me a definition in your own words? What does that mean to you when you hear the word or the term catfishing?
So catfishing to me means when you don't look like your picture. So you're giving a false representation of yourself, and that could mean using filters, probably being overweight, using old pictures of yourself.
Definitely.
Oh, I hate that. You know, the guys like put a picture when he's 20, and he's really 40. I was like, what?
It's like, why do you do that? Or it's like you had hair now. Okay,
now you're bald? What happened? That's not fair. But yeah, like you don't look like your picture. That's what it means. Like any type of thing, catfishing is when you go meet someone in person and they can't recognize you because you don't look like your pictures.
What about the people or just men and women that put something on themselves to enhance their looks? Like, for example, false eyelashes or fake hair, or guys putting those soles in their shoes to make them look taller. What about that? Do you think that's catfishing?
No, I think when you put eyelashes or extensions, I don't think it's catfishing. With eyelashes, your face still looks the same. Mm-hmm. Hair extensions, maybe you're a tad bit of the catfishing. Because if you have short hair and the guy sees you with long hair and all of a sudden you could take that hair off, maybe I could see that. But it's still, your face still looks what it's supposed to look like, right?
Gotcha, okay.
And I don't know about the guys. I never heard of that. Are they wearing heels?
Oh, no. So what it is that guys who want to appear taller, what they do is they put these little sole, implants, whatever it is, in the bottom of their shoe, and it gives them around like maybe 2 or 3 inches.
What?
So they appear taller, yeah.
2 or 3 inches?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big difference.
So they look actually pretty tall. Like, it's like I've seen it, like a big difference. So
if I go dance, if we go dancing and we're both tired... Because we're both wearing heels.
Yes. Both of you might be able to take off your shoes at the end of the night.
You want to take off your heels? No, you take them out first. And then all of a sudden, he's super short.
Shorty, yeah.
Which I don't care about height, but I know women do want the taller guys. So, but yeah, so catfishing would be, you're not presenting yourself for who you really are.
Exactly.
No, but... Oh, let's talk about
what?
Okay, so yes, we all been catfished, right?
Of course, everyone's
experience. But your story is a different way of being catfished.
Well, I've had many, but I do have one in particular that I want to share.
You have to tell us.
Yes, I remember one time. It was a while back. I met this guy on social media, and he was from out of state. So he was going to be coming in state, like, in a couple of months. So we were able to get to know each other over the phone. And yeah, it was, you know, he was really nice and he was very intelligent, and we really had good phone chemistry. And I remember one time he told me, oh, by the way, I just want to let you know, I have this genetic condition where I was born with a slight limp. You know, I didn't have it at the, you know, when I was younger, but my hip just kind of got worse over time. And I just, you know,
probably was hoeing around.
I just limp a little bit. I'm like, okay, cool. Thought about my brother because he, you know, he used to play soccer, and he had like knee surgery, and after that he had like this really cool like limp,
like a pimp walk.
Yeah, he had like a pimp walk. So I thought, oh, okay, he has his little limp to himself.
He did not have a pimp walk. Raquel, I met that guy.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so when I met him, you know, face to face, I'm like, he comes towards me, I'm like,
almost,
you know, he took one step forward, and then when he took the next step, it almost felt like he was gonna fall over. I'm like, oh, you know.
You're like, where's your cane? Where's your walker?
I thought he was going to bust out with a cane or something.
He needed one.
But yeah, I think so, because I just like, wait, a slight limp? I don't know about them. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm like, okay, then, you know, you have this, you know, obvious limp. And I'm thinking, well, why didn't he tell me that it was, you know, very severe?
Fair, yes.
And because I liked him and, you know, I looked beyond the physical.
Did that impact sex, though?
Oh God, what?
I'm just wondering. He had a limp. Did that impact anything in the,
okay,
in the boom boom room?
Let me just tell you. No, it didn't impact the boom boom room. Okay, it was fine. Okay,
God, I'm surprised. He should have put on his profile, you know, he should have described that he had a severe limp and he is disabled.
Yeah,
because
you know what, I believe that that's what he should have done. He should have said that, you know what, I do have a disability, you know.
Yes,
because, and there's nothing wrong with that, I just think he needs to put it out there.
What's wrong is that he didn't tell you the truth,
right? Yeah, that's, and that is catfishing, you know. Yes. But besides that, I mean, I still, you know, because I really like the guy, I didn't see that. I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna get to know you, let's see, you know, what's going, you know, what's gonna happen between us. It didn't work out.
And it had nothing to do with
it had nothing to do with his with his disability. Yeah. And, but yeah, that was just, you know, one example of for me, you know, catfishing.
I wonder, does it happen often more when you're older versus when I'm talking about older, because typically you get the common stuff, like, oh, the guy was overweight, or the guy didn't look like his picture. He, you know, I don't know, his eyes didn't, I don't know, like, mm-hmm. There's some type of catfishing. But when it comes to being physically catfished, is that something that you would say?
You know, it's funny that you say that. I personally haven't encountered, you know, like, severe catfishing as I go into the dating journey, you know, and get, you know, I become older. But I've heard that there have been women, that there's guys that actually only want to date so they can find a woman that can take care of them as they are sick. Like, let's say they have a certain, you know, health condition. They're looking for that person so they can be taken care of.
So they know that they have a disability, so they need to find someone that's going to mm-hmm. take care of them, because they know that the disability is probably going to get worse.
At the beginning, they appear normal, they appear fine, and then boom, you know. Well, I have this, I have that, and by that time the woman is already invested, and she, you know, wants to
be she's with in
that.
Love. She's,
you know,
already
she's in love. Yes. She's like, okay, let me take care of my man.
All right, I'm gonna wipe your booty, boo boo.
And it turns out that he has all these health conditions. Oh. She has to take care of him.
Oh my God!
And there's nothing wrong with that, but you know what? You need to put that up front. You know,
I think that's the thing. Like, you need to just put it out there, mm-hmm. and you need to give that person
an opportunity.
Yes, to make
to
that
decide.
Choice.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be there. Yes. Yeah, or you know what? No, I'm not able. And that person cannot be mad. They cannot get offended, and mm-hmm. they cannot, you know, oh my God, I can't believe you're not going to like me, or we're not going to be together because I have this.
So I remember, okay, so one of, I don't know if you remember this friend of ours we used to have, and she went on a date with this gentleman. Okay. This guy did not disclose to her prior to talking to her that he had a limp. So I don't know, this limp thing is probably common. So he had no clue.
Was it very severe?
Yes, it was. Okay. But this guy didn't even disclose he had a slightly, at least
not
your
at all.
Yeah, at least your guy said something.
Okay.
Her guy didn't say anything. So when she meets him, she sees him from far away. Obviously, she's like, yeah, he looks like his pictures. But then he started walking, mm-hmm. she said. And that's when she's like, like, he couldn't walk right.
Did he have a cane?
No. And I think that they should be using a cane.
Exactly, because they can fall over.
That's what she was afraid, that he was going to fall. So then she said that she couldn't go on. She's like, I couldn't talk to him further because he lied. He didn't give me the chance to make that choice. And now that I know that he does have that disability, I really have to think of what kind of life do I want.
Okay, but did she have that conversation with him, or did she go along with the
She did.
date?
No, she went on the date because she felt bad for him. But then after that, she did tell him, like, hey, you should have been upfront about your disability. But just to let you know, I like to do certain things that I don't think you could keep up with me. So she was very honest. And I think everybody should be honest. Catfishing, that's why catfishing happens, is because people are lying. And I think you should be honest. I don't know how you get, I mean, I know some girls, we, because I'd be doing it too, but we be wearing a lot of makeup and sometimes they don't recognize us once we take it off.
He's like, where are you? I'm right
And
here.
it's like, it's me. And it's like, oh, you know, but no, I'm just saying, like, we should be upfront. Like, we shouldn't put too much makeup on the first date. Like, if we want to wear it after, like, I think we should represent ourselves as much as we can as our true selves.
Yes, well said. And I wanted to ask you, have you ever been catfished? I'm sure you have, but can you remember or recall a story?
I have been catfished, and you know what? It was this guy that I met him online, and he was a very good looking guy online. Like, his pictures were really good. He had green eyes. He had this beautiful kind of like a preppy haircut, and he was like
Holy
dark
guabo.
haired. He had this nice like almond kind of skin tone.
Wait a minute, this was in person or?
All online, these were all
Oh,
his
online.
pictures, right? Beautiful smile. Oh my God, they were like pearly whites when he would smile.
And were
And
they all like around the same age pictures?
what, well, I don't, it doesn't tell you the dates on those online apps. Like, you don't know when those pictures are
Did they
taken.
look fairly
They
similar?
did look very similar. So then I was so excited to go meet him. I was like, oh, he's a cutie patootie. Oh, I'm excited. So we meet up for this dinner. I pull up, and mind you, my car broke down when I
Oh.
pulled up to the date. So I was
Wait
like,
a minute, that
I'll take
happens
care
to
of it
you
later.
often, Capricorn.
Yeah, because it was an old Impala I used to
I
have.
remember that
That
Impala,
was
yeah.
yeah. So it broke down, but I pretended like it still works. I went into the restaurant. I was like, I'll fix it when I come back out of this date. So I text him, like, where are you at? I don't see you. He goes, I'm right
He's
here.
in front of
I
you.
was looking around. I was like, where?
There's this big
Look,
guy.
yeah.
He's
He goes,
blocking my
look to your
view.
right. And I look to my right. I don't see anyone but this guy, but doesn't look like you. And then he's like,
Excuse me, can you move out of the
I said, can you wave so I know it's you? And that was the guy that waved.
Anyways,
Yeah.
it's
I was surprised because he was heavy. That was not his pictures at all. He was heavy and
Like significantly heavy?
yes. Too yes.
Like what?
But you know
Are
how
we
I
talking about like maybe 10, 20 pounds? Or are we talking about like,
we're talking about 60 to 70
oh,
pounds.
yes.
60 to 70 pounds. The only way I recognized him was from his eyes, because he had these beautiful green eyes, very beautiful eyes, and that's the only. His hair didn't even look like the one in the picture. He had those, he had like these spiky hair.
Then or now?
Then when I met, no, in the picture it was this beautiful. I like this preppy haircut, very to the comb to the side kind of look. I met him. He had full blown gel, spiky hair.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, he had gained some weight, and the only thing that matched to the pictures were his eyes. That's it. But he was a very nice guy, though, I must say. Like, because my car had broken down, he did help me trying to figure out how to fix it. He took me to AutoZone to
Oh,
get the.
that's nice of
He
him.
was really nice.
Well, did you tell him then and there on the date that you know what?
No,
No.
not there and there, but not then or at that moment. I told him, like, after a couple of days, because I was still trying to give him a chance because he was really nice, but there was no physical chemistry there. I was like, I'm not really attracted to him.
Do you know if
And
he could have, if he noticed that you were not,
he did, because he asked. He's like,
what'd he
hey,
say?
are you interested or not? Because it doesn't feel like you are. And I said, to be honest, I'm not. I didn't say that I wasn't physically interested. I just said, I don't think I have that chemistry with you.
Honestly, I think it was a whole turnoff about him not being truthful to
I
you.
know, because you've seen the ugly guys I've dated, so.
Girl.
He wasn't an ugly guy. I don't know. I just felt like
It's the letdown.
it's the letdown. It's a disappointment. Like, you could have told me, you could have set up the real pictures and maybe.
I'm sure you could have, you would have gone out with him.
Well, yeah, because then I would have known. Like, uh-huh. I made that choice because I know what you look like. You gave me that option.
Right.
And I still went.
Oh, okay. You know what? Would you have gone out with him if you saw what he really looked like?
Silence speaks louder than words.
Oh, so you wouldn't.
I would have. No. Okay. No, I don't think so.
I'm surprised.
I think, you know why, though? I think because he lacked the charm. He lacked the personality that I tend to go for.
Oh, okay.
And when I went on the date, I knew his personality. And I just like, okay. It's a bit boring for me.
Oh my goodness.
Like the crazy ones, you know?
So he was a little boring then.
He was. He kept talking about his son, which, I mean, I'm a parent too, but nobody wants to go on a date and all I hear about their
son. At least not on
the
first date.
No.
Yeah, you want to hear about him.
Yeah, you're not trying to get to know the child yet. Yeah. You're trying to get to know this person, but all he kept talking about is his kid, his previous marriage. And I was like,
oh, not
falling asleep.
Not previous relationships.
Yes. Oh. But, you know, that was my catfish story. Mm-hmm. It was more of like the typical overweight. Maybe they don't look like their pictures. But no physical catfishing.
Oh, okay. Well,
no physical limitations.
Physical limitations.
So, no. Yeah. So, no, that was about the only catfish I've been, I've experienced, so.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you haven't had many experiences.
I wonder if guys feel catfish for me sometimes.
Why? I've seen the pictures that you have. You have very beautiful pictures. And they're you, because, girl, I've seen you when you get all dressed up and, you know, do the hair and everything. I mean, you're gorgeous, girlfriend.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous when I know how to, like, when my sister does my makeup,
oh,
she knows
girl.
How to contour and all that.
The
No, but everything. You know, I've gained some weight. So I did have to update some of those pictures because I felt a little self-conscious about being afraid that they saw those pictures and they're like, you know, I want to be that guy, you know, that catfished me about his weight.
Right.
So,
well, good. I'm glad.
So
that you
I did update those pictures because I'm like, I'm not that small anymore.
And you know what? I'm sure you're still getting, you know, hits on those pictures. You're still getting comments. I'm sure nothing has changed. You know, because
the quality has changed, but quality of man.
Of men. Oh my god. Okay.
But that's okay. You just weed those out. You'll find one good one.
Right.
I'll get back in shape after I get all my life together.
I know. Right now your life is chaotic.
It is. But so that's one thing. I'm like, I hope I'm trying to be honest with my pictures and making sure that I upload recent ones, given that, you know, I definitely gained like 15 pounds. So
And that's not a lot, honestly.
But anyways, you know, so I just want to make sure that I'm not catfishing others.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to be honest.
Totally.
With my pics. So.
Well, I love this conversation. Really got a lot of out of it. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Watch out, ladies and guys. Don't get catfished out there.
Oh, please. And please don't try not to catfish other people as well, because, you know, it's not a pretty story when they find out who the real person is.
That's right.
Again, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to our show. I thought that we had a lovely night, and we will see you, or we will hear you, or
we won't see you or hear you, but thanks for listening in.
Thank you so much, and we are out. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye.